friends, and welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. This one is a special one. We have a returning guest here. Our good friend, Mr. Eddie Salinas, is back. And I got to tell you, I'm especially excited about this one because I think we're going to get very raw, real, and authentic with what it really takes to break through and what it really, really takes to step out of a life of non-performance, quite frankly, and into a life of abundance where stuff is happening and flowing and clicking and becoming automatic. I'm going to warn you, this has been how long of a journey? 5 years or 6 years?
6 years.
It's been a 6 year journey. But for those of you that are ready and are sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is the episode for you. And for those of you that are patient enough to think of the long game instead of the short game, I got to tell you, I think you're going to learn a lot. So first things first, how long have we known each other?
21 years.
So a long time.
21 years, yeah.
I knew you since you had some stuff up here still.
Yeah, I had some hair, so, spiked up with some streaks on it. Yeah.
The whole thing. Right? The streaks were matching the eyes.
Absolutely.
It was color green. Coordinated,
yeah, yeah.
Right? The
you
whole
have,
thing,
you have
right?
To match it.
and you know, even after high school, we kind of maintained our relationship, not as tight, but we still knew each other. I think we both chose different courses in life.
Yeah.
Very dramatically different.
Very different.
Obviously, I was extremely focused in building businesses and building the company, so forth and so on. And you were focused on what you were doing at the time. And then we kind of like reunited again 6 years ago.
Well, a little bit
7 years
that.
Ago.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then with your brother. Yeah. Yeah. 7 years ago.
7 years ago. And I'll never forget that conversation. Because I remember making some very specific promises to you.
Yeah.
And I know that you were in a little bit of a tough situation.
Yeah.
And by the way, full disclosure, we're gonna share everything.
If you guys aren't afraid, I'll tell my story.
Okay, I'm not, that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm
that's
wrong.
What we're gonna do.
People know me, so.
But at the same time, if you're listening to this, you may not have ever been in this situation. But trust me, I know some of you are listening right now and you're not doing as great as what you want to be doing. And that's the core of today's message is that you can make a change and that you can become something much bigger than what you are today if you're willing to find the right mentorship and surround yourself with the right people. And anyhow, I'm going to get right into it. So tell them what happened. 7 years ago, you came to me.
Actually, the first time I remember you trying to like, not trying to change my life, but I remember this vividly. I was driving on the freeway. You probably don't remember this, but I was driving on the freeway. Someone owed me money. And I was driving to this guy's office.
Oh, you were going to go kill someone?
Well, yeah.
What?
You don't,
yeah. And never mind. You were going to go cause harm to somebody.
I was going to do something, yeah. To me, getting arrested and going to jail wasn't ever an issue. It was just kind of part of my life.
Back then?
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember you called me just to check up on me. And I was driving to this guy's office, and you noticed that I was a little bit agitated on the phone. And you asked me, hey, what's up? What's wrong?
Well, I don't remember you being a little bit agitated. I remember you.
I was pretty upset.
Yeah, very upset.
So you asked me what I was doing, and I told you what I was going to go do. And right away, you told me, pull the car over. I was literally on the freeway. I pulled over. And I just remember that was the very first step that I took to I got to change my life. I can't do what I'm doing.
You can't operate that way.
I can't operate that way. Fast forward probably another year. Oh, go ahead.
Well, so this is important you guys know because obviously at that time, my buddy here, which I cared a lot about, was dealing with, I don't even want to call him anger issues, but he was just not in control of the emotional side of stuff. And and your way of fixing things was to
violence
and all
doing
that stuff.
The things that most people will call.
And that wasn't the first time. The first time was at the gym. I hadn't seen you in 2 years.
You see,
there's been many attempts to help
my
friend here. But anyways,
I was talking about a pinnacle one.
Yeah, a pinnacle. Okay.
Hitting somebody up and shooting somebody.
We're gonna keep going here. So and then anyhow, fast forward
to a year and a half after that. I ended up getting arrested. I got arrested for, hustling in the streets. And I realized that I needed to just make a complete change in my life. And I went to your office that day after I got bailed out. Mm-hmm. I went to your office and I told you straight, I go, hey man, I need your help. I need a job. I gotta stop doing what I'm doing because it's getting overwhelming now. And you told me, okay, here's what I need from you. Here's what's going to happen. I remember vividly we sat at your office when you had like four agents. And Terra had just, I don't even think it was had been born yet. It was just super small. And you promised me, you said, look, if you do what I tell you to do, and if you follow the path, and if you believe in yourself, and you do the core values that we're trying to install here in Terra, you're going to make more money than what you have been doing in the
States. Illegally.
Illegally, but I would do it legally.
Legally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it the right way.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm all in. And that was the beginning.
And I remember how we started. I remember thinking, and I remember feeling like, well, I don't think he's going to be a real estate agent. I don't think that's going to happen. That was impossible. But I remember caring enough about you, and it's just part of my DNA. Like, yeah. I want to help people, you know?
Yeah, I remember you said, I don't know what we're going to do, bro, but we're going to figure something out. Yeah.
We're going to figure something out. And I remember at the time, I had wanted to get back into investing in properties.
Correct.
So I was doing like, you know, one a year or whatever the case may be. And I said, I'll tell you what, I have an idea. We'll start small. And this is where most people mess up. People's egos do not accept starting small. People's egos will not accept where they are today in life. They see where they want to be and they want to hurry the process up.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I appreciate you is that you've hung in there throughout the entire process.
Yeah.
And so I remember saying, here's what we'll start. We'll start buying and selling houses.
Correct.
You know, I'm building the company over here, but that's something that I know, and that's something that I know very, very well, and we could start doing that right away.
That's right.
And I said, listen, I can't afford to pay you much right now, but I'll pay you like a little percentage.
Correct.
And we'll go from there. And what did you say?
Let's do it.
That's step number one, people.
You see,
because most people,
well, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was like, man, I'm gonna go from making, you know, I'm not here, you know, people that know me, I'm not here to brag. I was making a ton of money hustling, 20, 30 grand a month. And I went from that to making 1,500 bucks a month.
Yeah.
So that's a huge shift in my mind, whereas I just said, you know what, I gotta take a leap of faith, and I believed in you, and I believed in what you were gonna provide, not only for me, but for us. And I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I just said, let's go for it.
And so listen, for a lot of you out there, let's say you're in the real estate industry and you know the key to leverage is to eventually work with sellers. It's the same exact example. You know, eventually you have to take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Eventually you're gonna have to burn the ships. Eventually you're gonna have to say, look, I may be going backwards here for a little bit, but in the future, I'm going to get a much greater reward.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so we started.
Yeah.
And we went through our bumps and bruises.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember at the beginning, like, you didn't do too much. You weren't that involved in the properties.
Correct.
But I kind of slowly just kind of, you know.
Brought me in slowly.
Brought you in slowly but surely. And then I remember when I said, okay, you're ready. And you actually started managing them on your own.
Correct.
So tell me about that. How was that transition?
So it was a little bit different for me just because I've always been, you know, in control of whatever I do or make or work for. So for me to go from not doing anything at all to being, okay, you're ready, you could take over the project managing, you could take over the acquisition aspect of it, you could take over the, you know, construction aspect of it. It was a little bit overwhelming at first because I was like, okay, this is mine now, this is my ship, and I have to perform now. I have to do what it takes to perform.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit overwhelming at first, but I knew that I could do it.
And, you know, for anybody that has ever worked with me and, you know, my leadership style is very hands-off.
Correct.
So when I give it to you, it's yours.
Figure it out.
Goodbye. I'm on to something else, you know?
Figure it out.
And as a result of that, this is the next phase that I think we must talk about. There's people out there that think they're working hard.
That was one of them.
You know, there's people out there that are showing up every single day to their offices, and they think in their head that they are really accomplishing something. And I think you got into that stage.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about that because I think it's important, because I think it's another part of your breakthrough.
Yeah.
Is that you were showing up every single day, and I vividly remember, I don't think there would be a day I'd walk by your office where you weren't asleep.
Correct.
I mean, you were...
Or watching TV.
Lauren, do you remember that? Yeah. Lauren's laughing. She remembers that.
She caught me snoring.
Well, it's because your snores would wake up the whole building.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I literally can picture you. I'd walk by your office and you were just on the TV and just you would just fall asleep.
Yeah.
So that's obviously a disconnection with the vision and with what's possible.
Correct.
Because when you know what's possible, unless you don't want it, you go out and you get it. What was happening back then?
To me, I guess because I was so used to not working hard because of what I used to do back in the streets, I didn't really have to work hard. It would come to me and I would just sell a product and I would make money. I was accustomed to not really working. So when I started going to the office, I would work for maybe an hour or two thinking I was doing what it took for me to get business. And the, you know, the other 8 hours out of the day, I would sit in the office and take a nap and watch TV. And in my mind, I thought I was working hard because I was working harder than what I was used to. And that is what I think a lot of people fail to see. Working harder than what you're used to doesn't mean that you're working hard. It just means you're working at a higher level of your mediocrity.
Hold on, say that again. Facebook, give that one a thumbs up because that one was good. Right? Instagram, say that again.
Working harder than what you are used to is just working at a different level of your mediocrity. You're okay with being mediocre. And I realized that I was okay with, you know, doing the bare minimum justice to scrape by.
Now look, man, I gotta ask you something because during that time I was going berserk.
Correct.
I was blowing up,
yeah.
The company was blowing up. Quite frankly, for as long as you've been around me, that's the only speed I know to go in.
Well, you don't have gears, it's just go. And people, we have gears. I'll take it first, and second, and third, and fourth. You're just, I'm going. And either you get on the back of the bus or you get left behind.
And so what was going on? Like, I guess I'm curious, why didn't you come?
I guess my ego, thinking that I could figure it out on my own, I can do my own thing and I'm my own man, and I don't need someone to like help me get there, but because of my strong personality and my toughness and my machista, or whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
I could do it. I don't need someone to help me get there. I could do it on my own.
Okay.
And I think the ego is what gets in everyone's way because we think that we can accomplish something without the help of someone else or without the guidance of someone else or without trusting someone in the process.
It's a son of a gun, man. It really is.
And I realized that in order for me to get to where I needed to get to, I needed guidance and I needed help. And that's when I think I actually broke through.
And by the way, I want to be clear. I have guidance and I have help. I'm very public about this. We spend quite a bit of money every year to go out and find the best coaching, the best resources, mm-hmm. I personally have four coaches in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So this is just a basic principle that you can watch all the videos you want and you can say you want to be successful and you can talk about it. You can read all the books. You could, until you have someone or two in your life that has accomplished what you want to accomplish.
Correct.
and you are listening and learning and being guided by them on a daily basis, it just ain't gonna happen.
No.
I mean, it'll happen, but not at the level that you think it'll happen.
You'll get into the business, but you're not going to flourish in the business unless you have a mentor or a coach that has accomplished what you want to accomplish and they could show you how they did it.
And by the way, and that's a great point, Eddie, because another thing I want to make clear, and this is a problem most business people have. The same way his work level was in relationship to the mediocrity or to his work level of the past, is the same way your earning level, please listen to me very carefully, is the same way your earning level is in complete relationship to what you used to earn in the past. What you used to think was a lot, if you're earning more than that, double that now, doesn't necessarily mean it's a lot, people.
No.
It's a lot to you.
Same thing with work, like I was saying.
Same thing with work.
If you're working harder than what you're used to, doesn't mean that you're working hard.
No.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
It
so
doesn't.
I'm telling, this is for some of you guys out there that are listening, Instagram, pay attention, Facebook, pay attention, podcast over here, YouTube, pay attention. You may think that you're doing great because your business is making you $200,000 a year. I'm telling you right now, I don't give a damn what you think. That is not a lot. That's a lot compared to what you think it's a lot.
Correct.
That's a little. And some of you might get really upset with me for telling you that, but that's what's stopping you from getting the coaching and the guidance that you need, is that you think you made it. Let me kind of let you in on a little secret. You haven't made anything.
Mm-mm. You haven't even gotten there yet.
You haven't even gotten there yet, guys. There's a much bigger world, and you'll never be able to experience that world unless you find people to help you and show you what that world is like, basically.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a little good. That was good. I think you should kind of rewind and like re-listen to that. that was pretty good there.
There's a lot more stories, but
all right, man. So then here we are, and obviously you started working.
Yeah, I started to work.
Started to work, and I mean like really work.
Yeah, grinding.
Grinding, and I believe in a 90-day cycle.
Yes.
I believe that all results, as you are launching your business, all results happen as a result of a strong 90-day cycle.
Correct.
And about day 75,
yeah,
you were kind of stuck.
Yeah, very, very bad.
Very, very bad. And by the way, the results come at the end of the 90-day cycle, not in the middle,
no.
At the end. And it got so bad, now the opposite started happening.
Yeah.
You went into a little bit of the poor me syndrome.
Yeah, became the victim.
Became the victim. Which is another thing we all love to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because now you're actually working hard,
and not
but it's quote unquote not happening. Yeah. What was going on?
So my mind just started going into a different direction. I became extremely, extremely depressed. And for me, that's a sign of weakness just because of how I'm, you know, wired. And I went into a really, really bad depression to where I think I came to your office and I go, hey man, I don't think I want to do this.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And
I was like, under no circumstances.
Yeah, I go, there's no way. We're not even going to talk about this.
Yes.
You just got to keep your head down and keep going. But it was a really tough time in my life because I had just gotten married. You know, a new wife, new life. I'm not making as much money as I should be. I'm not making any money, actually.
At all.
And I hit rock bottom as far as me mentally. So I wasn't going to the gym. I wasn't doing anything. It was really, really bad. So I decided to say, okay, I could either trust in the process and trust in what I'm going to do and keep going, or just say give up and go back to what I was doing. And I basically just prayed. I got really involved in church. I believed in what you were doing, and I believed in the coaching that you were giving me, and I kept going.
And it's kind of interesting, but I remember the conversation, and I remember asking you a couple of questions. I said, number one, tell me this. Can you honestly look me in the eye and say that you are working at your absolute hardest?
Yes.
And what was your answer?
I said, yes.
I said, yes. I go, okay, great. By the way, that's a question for all of you right now.
And that's a tough question for you guys to answer because you're probably going to say yes because you don't want to admit it to yourself that you're not really working hard.
Right.
So I said yes because I knew that I was, and I was so frustrated that I was 75 days into the process and I hadn't gotten anything out of it. So I wasn't gonna lie to myself and say no or yes if I wasn't. I was really working hard.
Well, it's funny, as I asked the question, because as a natural coach, if I'm around you and I see you, I know what the answer is already.
Yeah.
So when I asked you the question, I answered, I know he is, yes. So I in my head, I said, give yourself the credit, I know you are. And then you said yes. And then I said, question number two, are you doing it consistently?
Correct.
Day in and day out. And in my head, I was watching you. So I knew, I said, I know he is. Yes. And you said?
Yes.
Yes. And then I remember saying, then you just need to hang in there till the end of the 90-day process. It's coming.
Correct.
And I'm proud of you because, you know, not only did you have me in your life, but you know, the way our community is built at the company and pretty soon in what we're going to be doing to help all of you, it's a very supportive community.
Correct. And that's...
So you're getting help from...
Everyone.
It's kind of cool because the camera people are like, yeah, yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're getting help and advice and encouragement from...
From everybody.
From everybody.
Yeah, from everyone at the office. Because everyone at the office noticed my shift of my mind. They saw that, are you okay? What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, I remember George Borda would come up to me and he would pray with me. Rudy, which is my right-hand guy at the office, he would, don't worry about it, we're gonna be fine. We would pray at the office also. So everyone at the office was uplifting and telling me, you're gonna be fine, you're gonna keep going, you're gonna be okay. So being in the right environment, yes, I think is pinnacle to anyone's success.
Yeah, and even with that, guys, you went and did something smart. You went and got another coach.
Absolutely.
you doubled down.
Yes, I doubled down.
So you hooked up with my buddy, yes, Ty Leon Guerrero,
and that,
who's
that
been on our show before, who's a godsend.
And
love that guy.
That is actually, I realized, okay, who can I mirror? I remember you telling me, hey, if you're going to take your business to the next level, you need to get a coach, or you need to marry yourself again with someone that has done it before.
Yeah.
And who else other than Ty? He has been extremely successful in this business. And I said, I'm going to get him. And I hired him. And he was another person that got me out of this rut and is literally the reason why I'm where I'm at with my business.
The reason was that you wanted it bad enough. And you went out and humbled yourself and found the help.
Correct.
So now you had like 2-3 different people guiding, yes, you, and stuff started happening.
Yes.
I'm gonna say something, Eddie. I don't think, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I don't think I've seen the kind of momentum that we are experiencing right now in this business.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen, and that's why I wanted you to get back on this show. I don't think I've seen this type of transformation. And listen, man, I'm proud to say I've helped people transform their lives. There's people who were making 20K a year. Yeah. They're now making 300 grand a year, yes, and things. But you were my most difficult little assignment, man.
I was your Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, dude.
I was your masterpiece.
Yeah, it was, because I mean, you know, it was like the smallest things, dude. It was, I mean,
the way that I would react.
You were the biggest hothead on planet Earth.
Yes.
And everything bothered you.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And you went through that situation, and now the momentum we have.
Yeah.
I mean,
incredible.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I, you know, yesterday we were sitting here, you know, we were having dinner, kind of celebrating, because, and I remember, I brought it up. I promised you, you will make and earn more in 1 month doing this the right way
than I did in 1 year
than you could ever do in a year doing it the wrong way.
And we did it this month.
And this month you did it.
We did it.
Right?
Yeah, we did it this month. This is the month that we did it, actually. Yeah.
So I don't want to disclose too much, but let's just say this young man earned more this month than most people earn in...
It was a lot.
And an entire...
It was a lot of money.
And the best part about it...
It was legal.
It was not only... That's not the best part. The best part is that we've got two more...
Months
we've got like
back-to-back-to-back
months
like that.
Coming,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Right?
This year.
And guys, listen. I can't stress enough. Wherever you're watching this, you can experience the same thing.
Absolutely.
If you were to leave them with one tip, what would it be? Because it's been a journey, dude, and you've been through it.
You got to believe in the process, and you got to trust the people that you're around, and you got to just humble yourself down enough to understand that if someone like him was able to help me accomplish something that is literally 360, because some people are already in the business, so they gotta break into the business. I was completely out of the business, came into the business, and then broke into the business.
And are killing, I'm gonna say this, in this area right here, you're becoming like the preeminent investor right now.
Yeah.
Like, which is what I always wanted, by the
way.
And I'll tell you, I wanted it because, you know, deep inside, here locally, I'll tell you guys something. There's in every business, there's people that do things the right way and the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work with someone that does things the wrong way.
Yes.
And it would anger me. And it would anger me because here you are, and you have home buyers who are purchasing homes, you know, I'm going to say Hispanic home buyers,
yes,
that, you know, can't defend themselves,
no,
don't know the language, and they're buying properties that they think look nice because there's a little paint, a little carpet,
and they're buying,
and they're
a,
buying
lemon.
A lemon. And I told you from the beginning,
right,
we do things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We go all in, even if we lose money, I say.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's
and
about,
we have.
And we have,
mm-hmm,
it's about the integrity of doing things the right way.
Correct.
You know?
And providing the client with the best possible property they could purchase.
Absolutely. And
yeah,
that's what makes me happiest, you know?
Yeah.
Any other tips?
Just believe in what, I'm just gonna say you, what Danny is trying to provide for you guys. I guess for myself, it was harder for me to really buy into it because I am a very, I come from a psychology background. So I always try to dissect everything and logically break it all down. So my tip for everyone out there, and it's just me, I come from a different, I'm cut from a different cloth. Believe and trust in what he's trying to do. And it's not a matter of if you're going to see results, it's a matter of when you're going to see results.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing you got to understand. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And I could honestly tell you that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No questions of it.
I'm gonna say this. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You know, obviously we've built a company that is doing some great things and that is changing lives and that is helping a lot of people. And throughout the years, people from literally across the country have hit me up. Texas, Arizona, Chicago, New York, Florida, Washington, Colorado, everywhere. You know, do you offer any coaching? Do you offer any coaching? Can you help me? I'm willing to open an office here or whatever. It's something I've been debating with for literally now 6 years. And finally, we're at a place as an organization where we're ready to take that next step. And in August, I'm going to be sharing with all of you an opportunity to help you grow your businesses to the level that you deserve to grow them to, the same way that I've been able to help, you know, Eddie and a lot of the people that have been a guest of the show, basically. Yeah. So if you want more information about that, I want you to go. We started this little group. It's just shy of 1,200 people now, which is really exciting. People from all across the country. Go to facebook.com/groups/the Relentless Movement. Right? Do that. Or just go to my website for right now, DannyMorrell.com. And join the group or add in your email so that when we're ready, I'm going to host a webinar to explain to you what the vision is for helping you create the leverage and the legacy that it is that you want to create the same way we've been able to help my man Eddie create it. And we'll be announcing that in August. I'm really, really excited about that. I wasn't planning on that, but
no,
you can't say trust him, and they're like, well, shit, we don't get to work with him.
Well, I trusted you.
Well, I know that, but I had to tell them what's coming. You know what I'm saying?
So it's unscripted.
It's just raw and real. Yeah. So anyhow, that was episode, 82? 83 of the Danny Morrell Show. Hope you enjoyed this one. It feels good inside. It feels like, I don't know. I have good energy about this one. It feels like we were able to help a lot of people. And this morning, if you're live right now in the Relentless Movement, I'm going to talk to you about how to acquire assets because it seems to be a hot topic. Last night, we talked about right across from USC that we're going to buy hopefully tomorrow. What is it? It's a
duplex, a 3-2, and a 2-2.
No, it's a 3-2 and a 3-2.
It's a 3-2 and a 3-2.
A 3-2 and a 3-2, and USC rents them each room out for $1,500.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in, all in, for $570?
$565.
And it's worth
$950.
Yeah, so I'm going to teach you how to do some stuff. So join up in the group if you're live, and we'll see you at 10 a.m., all right? Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.